This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food you want.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're here. It's Thursday. We're making it through. We're gearing up for a big road trip next week, and I hope you're road tripping to see us there. It's going to be Asheville, North Carolina, and who knows what points in between. But right now, you're with us all over planet Earth. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, streaming live through naturalnewsradio.com and our syndicator, GCN. We got Super Don. Does Super Don got his ears on?
I've got my ears on. Is my mic on?
Oh, your mic is on. Hallelujah. All right,
yay.
Super Don is here. We have got international guests today. I think Scott Tips from the National Health Federation has gone international. Where is he calling in from today, Super Don?
Yeah, all the way from France, believe it or not.
Francais. All right, we got
Francais.
We got some French coming on this hour. We're going to get to plug into the United Nations Codex Alimentarius. Is there going to be health freedom for another generation, or is it going to evaporate this time because of trade agreements? Stick around for that. Also, Liam Sheff is back, our friend and official stories author. We're going to talk about a whole lot of things. Check it out in the show notes at robertscottbell.com so you won't be too overwhelmed and surprised. Yes, we talk about things from an intellectual perspective and a very funny perspective, but we challenge beliefs not because we don't want you to believe what you believe, just because we can. And because we care. We care. Feel the love.
And because we can.
And because
we can.
Let's
be honest.
Right. Also, remember, was it yesterday that we reported on the smallpox box found in the FDA? It was like, you know, just rummaging through. Oh, look, what's this?
Right.
Oh, smallpox. Let's throw a party. What's going on here? From the 1950s, we didn't know.
In a cardboard box, no less.
Yeah, and I don't know how many cardboard boxes that you know that last more than 10 years before they begin to decay, much less 50 years. What an interesting story. Now, the question I have today, is this a psyop, a psychological operation? Really, why did they suddenly find, how did they suddenly find, out of the blue, it's found, we found the smallpox! We didn't know it was there, but we found it. And now suddenly, there's an article pointing to the fact, this is at Fierce Vaccines. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. But here we go. U.S. bioterror readiness highlighted after NIH smallpox discovery. Pardon me for being a little bit cynical about the discovery of a 50-year-old box of smallpox at the FDA. That it might relate to, we are sitting on stockpiles of smallpox vaccine that's going to expire if we can't drum up enough fear in the populace for the people to beg us, please come inject me with smallpox shots, smallpox vaccines.
Aren't you the cynical one?
Yeah, well, is it cynical or is it real? And, you know, here's the guy who revaccinated himself with smallpox back in the early 1970s, late 60s, when they were still given. I think they stopped around 72. Now, if you're old enough, you have a little scar on, let's see, is it on the left? Yes, it's on my left deltoid. I believe that's what it's called.
You still have the scar from it?
You don't have one? Are you old enough to get one of those shots? Remember, they They did that.
Well, you're not that much older than I. Of course, I'm the grandpa, so I guess I'm.
Yeah, you're a grandpa. I'm
older
not.
Than
so
you now, but
yeah, you're the
yeah,
old.
I don't think I. Well, if I do, I don't know about it.
Have your wife look at your left. Left arm, upper arm. Check it out. Okay.
My left what?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I'm not going there. We're not.
No,
going. She can look
hour.
At that if
okay.
she wants, but not on the air. Not while we're on the air. Turn your head and don't cough. Okay.
Yes.
Super Don, I'm serious about the smallpox thing. If you remember, I've told this story before. I got the big pox that grew out of my arm. I fell asleep as a baby on that arm. You know how you can fall asleep on your arm? What's going to touch the upper arm? The temple of your forehead. And guess what grew out of the temple of my forehead? A big old pox. Yeah.
Oh, a pox, yes.
I revaccinated into my head, for goodness sake. I mean, it's bad enough that the smallpox or variolinum, the variola vaccine, is creating all kinds of neurological damage and havoc. I went ahead and did it to myself after they got me in the arm. And I remember at that time, you know, a kid would normally jump and run and play, and I'm in so much head pain, devastating head pain, that I don't even want to move my eyes. I'm not understanding what's going on. I have a pain like my head is going to explode. I mean, some of my earliest memories of, you know, when you can only remember back so far for most people. And that's one of my earliest memories of not being able to move my head because it was in so much pain. I couldn't, you know, when I thought I was better, I would try to walk or even jump. And it was like, oh, man, right to the ground in excruciating pain. And, you know, years later, at the age of 24, when I talk about finding my mentor in homeopathic medicine, his story of undoing the damage from the smallpox vaccine from almost 60 years earlier, when he utilized homeopathic medicine, the variolinum, which is the nosode for the smallpox, which you can safely administer, but if you have the smallpox vaccine as a child, it can elicit some detox responses. So if you ever do the nosode for smallpox, it's variolinum, you might detox from the original shot, which would be a good thing because it sits there literally in the nerve root and also in the brain, and can create all kinds of problems, again, decades and decades later. But I bring this up because what is on the heels of this discovery of a box of smallpox at FDA? But, oh, my gosh, you know, we've got enough smallpox vaccine now stocked up to inject every American. Every American. What was that, 300 million-plus doses? Who is paying
That's
for
a lot.
That?
Yeah.
That's a lot
oh,
of doses.
Mm.
And then they go on, they say there's Chimerix. That's what they're calling it, or Chimerix, or Chimerix, or I don't know what they're calling it, how to pronounce it, but it's working with the Federal Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, BARDA, which sounds weirdly like DARPA, which is really the Black Ops Defense Authorization stuff. They're developing Brincidofovir as a counterterrorism agent.
What was that?
I'm not going to say that again. Brincidofovir.
Yes.
You know, it's like on the brink. The first 5-6 letters, brink. You're on the brink of a disaster, and they're bringing this into you as a counterterrorism agent that could be used against a smallpox outbreak. And they're literally setting the stage to say, oh, my gosh, wait, could this have escaped? And then, I wish we had the audio to play of this, but I heard it earlier when you were playing it. But literally, they're reporting on this now at CDC. They're actually testing what they found at FDA to find out if it can cause smallpox. In other words, if it's viable viral particles, can they replicate? And I ask myself, and maybe you should ask yourself, why?
Yeah, well, the funny thing is they're testing it to determine whether it's still viable and if it can grow tissue, you know, tissue culture. And then they're going to destroy it. So yeah, the question is, why would you want to see if it's viable, just so that you can destroy it?
Yeah. Well, that's exactly my point. It's like, okay, if you're planning to destroy, are you going to destroy it? Yeah, we're definitely going to destroy it. Okay, great, good news, destroy it. Well, wait, we want to see first if we can get it to infect anything. Then we'll destroy it. What? Wait, but don't worry. We've got 320 million vials of this stuff. We're going to inject everybody. Of course, after they tried to inject, they tried to bring out the smallpox shot after 9/11 and the fears of bioterrorism. They had to pull back on that pronto because the people, the first responders that were being injected, were all getting sick.
Right.
Because it's a disaster.
Yeah, now, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's like, you know, imagine if a fire started in your kitchen. Mm-hmm. Somebody probably sit there and get, are you going to put that out? Well, yeah, I'm going to put it out, but first I want to see if it'll catch the whole house on fire first.
I wonder if it'll burn the place down. Then we'll put it out. What the hell is going on here? These are your federal bureaucratic agencies, and they are tripping on what? I don't know. Nothing legal or lawful, nothing plant-based, I'm sure. And remember, silver, of course, your final answer. Is this your final answer? Yes, it's my final answer. To stop viral replication in the form of the hydrosol. To utilize locally and systemically and orally and intravenously, however, that will do it. Although there are a lot of other things, botanicals and otherwise. You want to modulate immunity, strengthen immunity. Believe me, the smallpox does not kill 30% of everybody that gets it. Unless you are naive enough to believe that the medical community knows what to do with someone who has smallpox. Because everything that they do and still do, 100 years out, is to suppress the expression of the smallpox, which is your body's detoxifying desperation for survival. And the dunderheaded doctors will suppress it with any drug that they have accessible. And back when, they utilize things like aspirin, which suppresses immunity. They utilize things like mercury or mercuric chloride to put on the pox to think that, well, we got to kill the pox, and the pox was trying to come out of the body through the skin. They will do nothing to enhance liver detoxification or pathways of elimination. And in the meantime, the doctors are being encouraged, you're not doing your job, you're not convincing enough women who are pregnant to get flu shots. And then they say, well, maybe it's because there's mercury in them, their shots, and these women are getting smart and wise to their ways and saying, we don't want mercury to be injected into our bodies to impact our developing child needlessly. And they'll say, well, we'll give you the ones without mercury. Like, that's a whole hell of a lot better, despite the fact that we have homeopathic medicine that addresses influenza, that we have silver, that we have botanicals, that we have immune modulators. That's right, we do, like Carnivora. And like Better Way Health has the beta-1-3-D glucans. You got it. We've got all the tools we need, not only to prevent disease, but should we succumb temporarily, to get us through it safely, survivable. Naturopaths, homeopaths, herbalists, chiropractors, the holistic realm, the dunderheaded doctors that all they know to do is suppress, 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 force, and in a very violent fashion, increase your risk of death from any one of these diseases that go around from time to time. It's the height of lunacy and folly that they believe they've eradicated any disease on planet Earth. You can only do that as an individual, not as a herd. Speaking of herd, did you hear about the latest moment of what? Yeah, you'll never believe what food can do for your body. We're going to reveal that after this break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Really, seriously, I know it's crazy. I'm wondering if, like, people at the CDC will eat food, eat their lunch, poop it out, and then say, well, yeah, that was food, now we can eat it, right? It's like, we don't know. Is it food? Eat it, get rid of it, and then eat it. I mean, what is this?
Oh, you're gross.
I know, but it's gross what they're doing. It's, come on. We don't know if this smallpox is viable. Are you going to destroy it? Oh, heck yeah, we're going to destroy it. Then why do you give a flip? Just destroy it if you're concerned about it.
It reminds me of the scientists, and this created quite an uproar. The scientists that were tinkering with the bird flu? To try and make it something that would be pandemic. It's like, why are you doing this? Well, we want to see if it can do this so we can be prepared in case it does.
Right.
Well, what?
Oh, man. Why don't we just all have them OD on aspirin and find out what really did them in 1918 with the Spanish influenza? But no, that would be, we can't acknowledge that drugs are dangerous and bad and actually do not help you overcome disease. Anyway, well, what about food? I came in talking about food, and I think food is a good subject. We love to talk food here. Sometimes, again, the studies that they do, they find out things that maybe my fourth grade daughter could figure out. In fact, she probably could. You know it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about here. And we got a new breakthrough in the realm of science today about food and what it can do for your body, and you know it. It's today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by food that can actually influence, I shall say, your body's cellular and metabolic functions. Who knew? That's what food can do? I didn't know. We need a study on that.
Courtesy of Japan. Japan, boy, their researchers have come through, and they've actually discovered that food can help your body regulate itself.
Say no more. Wow. This just can't be. This is a breakthrough. I think now, you know what? I'm going to go back to eating again. I had given up on eating because there was no scientific evidence that it did anything about metabolism and internal body clock stuff, hormone regulate. No, nothing. But now we got the proof brought out of Japan. I know, it's silly. It's absurd. This is the stuff we got to cover. And it turns out in Time, you know, the CIA magazine has just released this headline, "Your food influences your body's internal clock." Really? The hormone insulin may, they're not wanting to commit, they don't want to overcommit to this, may play a role in regulating circadian rhythms. Now, how long have we known about this from, for instance, Chinese medicinal circles? That, for instance, certain organs are more active at certain times of the day or certain times of the night. And one of the things, of course, that is very active while you sleep in the middle of the night is the liver. Your body goes into detoxification and regeneration overnight. And it seems to be that they're indicating that if you eat certain things at the wrong time, you might impact insulin levels. Really? This is new? I mean, honestly, you put food in that's going to contain some amount of sugar that has to be captured and carried into the cell safely or pulled out, whatever. And here again, the reason why they say, of course, avoid refined carbs pretty much any time, but certainly before you go to bed. Because your body, rather than going into detox and regeneration, is now going to have to metabolize and tuck away and take and transfer all of this stuff. And then you may wake up at 2 in the morning with a hypoglycemic episode as your body's pumping out the insulin. And you're diving into low blood sugar and suddenly you're woken up and going, wait, I feel rot. What's going on? I got to eat again. I mean, it's the basis for this is something I learned as, you know, going into my homeopathic training. And now Time and the medical community in Japan has finally figured this out. Now, this is also another reason why I encourage you to take the glucose tolerance factor form of chromium, 100% whole food chromium. We get from an 8 response from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Particularly, let's just say you're in one of those places or spaces where you eat later than you should. You definitely should be taking 100 micrograms of that GTF chromium so you can metabolize it much more rapidly and have less of a disruption of your circadian rhythms or sleep cycle with the internal clock when you're designed to eat earlier, not later, right before bedtime. So I don't know. Am I overreacting on this? I don't think so. I think it's a moment of duh. If you disagree, let me know. But not,
hey, it's your show. It's your
show. But not just yet, because we got Scott Tips. He'll be calling in from France, from the National Health Federation. Are we going to lose our health freedom? Are they going to trade it away? The Democrats and Republicans in collusion with corporate world orders. Let's find out after this. Then Liam Sheff's going to join and shake it up next hour on a whole range of topics. Check it out. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Skulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Gottfeld.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Gottfeld.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's the United States and World of Health Talk Radio for sure today, as we're joined right now from the National Health Federation. Scott Tipps, editor of the Health Freedom News and president legal counsel for NHF, doing great work for a long time. I don't even know how long. It's a long time, Scott, and you're still going at it. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you for that. It's been 15 years at the Codex meetings, and it's been a lot longer than that in Health Freedom.
Yes, it has, and you're doing some tremendous work. We appreciate you here. And right now you're in France. The question is, why are you in France? Is the FDA coming after you? Because you're a Health Freedom guy like we are, but we didn't get to go to France. There's something to do with Codex, isn't it?
That's right. You're absolutely right. I'm about to
take off for the Codex meeting next week. That is the Granddaddy Codex meeting. It's the Codex Alimentarius Commission, and it will meet all week long in Geneva. And they will be making some decisions on the health and food nutritional values for people, billions of people across the planet.
Because they're also smart and they know more than we do about health and healing, don't they?
Very well put. Actually, it's the exact opposite. I mean, it's not that they aren't smart so much as they are nutritional ignoramuses for the most part. And that's the crunch, because probably a good number of your listeners know more about nutrition than the average Codex person at these meetings. Some are well-intentioned, others are not, but the fact remains that they have listened to the wrong sources of information, and they're acting on it much to the detriment of people across the world. Because Codex, you know, these standards and guidelines that they enact, that they adopt, and that are then enacted into legislation in the member countries, it covers 99% of the world population. So this is where people can make a difference, is at the Codex level, because it all trickles down or spreads out and around to all the member countries, from literally Afghanistan to Zimbabwe.
Hmm. Well, these folks at that level, and of course it's under the auspices of the United Nations, the conflicts of interest do exist among many of the members in regards to pushing for lower and lower harmonization levels, so to speak, of supplements, for instance, which would benefit one industry more than any other.
Yes, that's very well put. And what we see, though, that's so curious here is that the people you would think would be our allies, that is the trade industry associations for supplement companies, are actually on the opposite side of the fence. We even had one of the organizations, the trade groups for supplements, come up and tell us at our table, this was some years back, when we were fighting the maximum upper levels that they were trying to impose on vitamin and mineral supplements. They actually came up to our table and yelled at us and said, quit it, you're ruining everything. We won't, and the implication was they won't be able, they didn't say this part, but the implication mm-hmm. was that they then wouldn't be able to sell their Fred Flintstone vitamins across the world without any boundary, you know, tariffs or any sort of interruptions in the sales. So this is why they were so angry at us. They were not interested in health and nutrition. They were just interested in selling as many of their little, you know, cheap vitamins that they could across the world, even if they had no therapeutic use.
Right.
All.
Well, they're petrochemical pills, basically. There's not food in them. Yes. They're synthetic supplements made by pharmaceutical companies. If I can even
True.
Call them supplements, that's a little bit of a stretch. So yes. You've been at this, and you've seen it. I don't know how you stomach going into the den of whatever it is there. It's bad enough at Washington, D.C., but a belligerent minority of the population here in America has held off some of the more onerous legislation over the years. But we
yes.
cannot go to sleep over this. And I'm grateful that you're able to be there on that international level, because, as you said, it does tend to trickle down through the legislators of the world in various countries, and it kind of surreptitiously undermines the national sovereignty of the people who say, we don't want that. But by treaty, they seem to circumvent the Constitution, or at least
yes.
that's their attempt.
Absolutely. No, that's very well put, because that's exactly what they're doing. And even the FDA has admitted it in one of its publications back in the late 90s in the Federal Register, that their intent was to harmonize American legislation on food, and that includes food supplements, to that of the rest of the world. And even those people who hold out the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act as some sort of bulwark against Codex, they don't realize how the weight of everything, psychological, even if not legal in the country, even if not legislative in the country, that it will still overwhelm the U.S. when the U.S. is the only country in the world that's not conforming, perhaps South Africa aside, and they will be intensely pressured to conform, and in fact they will conform. So it's a really tough situation, and the FDA is the handmaiden really for codex implementation of their rules and regulations in the U.S. And the reason this is a problem is because the rest of the world applies a toxicological model to supplements. It's not like you and I think about them, how they're healthful substances. They all hold up a cross like they're some vampire, and they need to be, you know, shied away or scared away. And so in that sense, this is the mentality that I face going into these codex meetings. Now, you do have, it's not a monolithically evil entity. You do have some good people in there who have helped us and have supported us, even amongst the codex staff members who, you know, understand what we are trying to accomplish, realize we're speaking from a sense of integrity. We don't have an interest in selling vitamins. Specifically, the National Health Federation does not do that. We don't do commercial interests of any sort. We just represent the typical man and woman across the world who would like to have health freedom and to have the right to take what he or she chooses to take. And after all this time, we have started to get and have gotten an immense amount of respect, even if they don't agree with what we say. And that's where we've begun to make a real difference at Codex on many different standards. It's amazing where we've turned the tide when we were the lone voice.
Right.
And at these meetings, the only one speaking out on a particular issue, and by the end, 3.5 years later, we've won unanimously. That happened in the case of melamine. And that's happened on other issues, aluminum and as a food additive, all these different things. And we've held the line on their attempts to dumb down the nutrient reference values, you know, the recommended daily allowance of vitamin and mineral supplements for 5 years. We're going on the fifth year now.
Yeah, we're talking with Scott Tipps. He's from the National Health Federation. We've got links in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, a great organization worth supporting, thenhf.com. Again, the links are in. You can see who Scott is and what he's doing, what they've been doing for a long time, and it's taken a lot of years to get to this point. But at the same time, Scott, you know, there are obstacles, not only on the international level, but on the federal level here in the United States of politicians who are corrupted or ignorant and naive about these things, and even presidents that go in and usher in some sort of executive action to enforce or engage in treaties in violation of even the Senate or intent here. And the question is, what treaties should we be looking out for that are probably not making big news, but that may impact our ability to access supplementation here in the States?
Boy, you're really honing in on the key questions here. I just wrote an article for Whole Foods Magazine. I just completed it the day before yesterday on the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. It will be coming out in both their magazine and in our Health Freedom News magazine from the NHF. And these three, there are three agreements, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, which is between the European Union and the United States. There's also, as you know, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which deals with most of the Pacific Rim countries. And then there's another agreement called TISA, the Trade and Services Agreement, that is global. It's not just a bilateral kind of agreement. But these three agreements alone will cover probably well over a billion people worldwide, and almost all of them the richest consumers in the world. So it's particularly important. But this is the mechanism by which they are going to bypass national legislation, is through these regional and some, in some cases, global agreements that they are signing worldwide. Now, at the very time I'm at the Codex meeting, there is going to be the sixth round of the TTIP meeting in Brussels between the EU and the United States. And keep in mind, too, that just last fall, CETA was signed. This is the Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement between Canada and the EU, which is basically mirrors what is going on now between the U.S. and the EU. So they're trying to create this really complex and intricate interlocking web of treaties and handshake agreements and all of that that will bypass our legislation.
Sure. Scott, let's make this personal for our listeners. Now, we've got listeners literally all over the world. We've got a big audience in the United Kingdom as well. How have these treaties impacted other countries like the European Union? Can they access the things like we can access here, the dietary supplement freedom that we may still have compared to other areas of the world based on these agreements?
No, not really, because there are national legislations that are still built in there. This is the big sticking point, and that's why they're going on six rounds. But what we can do is we can take, as you know, the past as the prologue. And so we have, as an example, what NAFTA has done and has enabled. And it has enabled a company, not a large company, but large enough, to sue Quebec because Quebec enacted a ban on fracking. And so they sued Quebec, claiming that they were not able to get into Quebec and do what they do, the normal business they would do, and they sued him for something like $250 million, something like that. So there are instances where this will impact the average consumer. They'll crack open the markets in the EU for GMO foods, for ractopamine-laden meats and the like.
Mm-hmm.
And supplements, it probably will not work in our favor. I know a lot of people out there are probably thinking, then we can crack open the market for supplements.
Right. But, well, it won't work that way for that for
no.
a reason. We'll get to that. Scott Tips is our guest this hour. Liam Sheff's going to come up next hour. He's Scott's from the National Health Federation. We've got links up. We'll tell you how you can support and plug into this kind of information so you're not caught off guard without the supplements you need to stay well and get well. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, health freedom, food freedom, supplemental freedom. All of these freedoms are encompassed in what we do here, live, sleep, eat, and breathe this. And someone who's been doing it for years on a global scale, Scott Tipps from the National Health Federation, wrapping up with him. He's in France getting ready to head to the United Nations Codex Alimentarius meeting. And it's big. You know, these treaties, as we said, Scott, they impact you in ways around the world, all of you listening, whatever country you're in, you have no idea what happens there first and then ends up in your legislator and then made into law, whether via treaty or surreptitious passing these things that the people of that given country have no idea where it originated from. And I'm glad you're there reporting on it. We'll look forward to get more, but I want people plugging into what you're doing. Tell them how they can do that.
Okay. They can go to our website, www.thenhf.com. We couldn't get nhf.com, so we had to put the article THE in front of it. Mm-hmm. So it's the, and then our initials, and then .com. And on the homepage, there will be a place to sign up on our e-list, and you'll get these reports that we send out. But keep in mind, we aren't just reporting. We are actually helping to make history at these meetings because we are active participants, because we are the only health freedom organization that's accredited by Codex to speak out at the meeting, to participate, to submit written documents, the whole schmear. So we are one of the most vocal of the delegations at the Codex meetings. And we've even had people remark that they don't like when we speak because every time we open our mouths, we cost some businesses some money. So this is the kind of reputation we've developed. But if people will support us, that's what gets us there. We don't have government money. We don't have big corporation money. It's just people like you and me, Robert, who send us there. And by doing so, actually, they themselves make a difference affecting billions of people because we've had that effect. And it's far more important than I can even convey to anyone over the airwaves or internet waves or whatever you want to call it. But this is a chance for people to really make a direct difference. Mm. Them to NHF, NHF speaking at the Codex meetings, boom. That's how close the link is. And I don't care whether you're flipping hamburgers or you're the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, you can make a difference. And so please go to our website and sign up on the email list. Better yet, become a member, and it's not expensive, and it helps send us to these meetings or give a donation. Sure. But we need your support.
Now, Scott, what would you say about the, you know, as you know, the global, let's say, terrain about supplement freedom in America? Is it better, worse than the vast preponderance of countries around the world? I mean, where we're at now, I know we say we love liberty, but not many people fight for it the way I believe we should.
That I would agree with you, and I definitely agree with you. Better in the U.S., by far, are our freedoms for health, say, for supplements, for sure, than anywhere else in the world except possibly South Africa. South Africa, I've walked into a, because there have been Codex meetings there. There are Codex meetings held worldwide, and I go to a lot of them. The ones in South Africa, you walk into a health food store there, and it looks identical to an American health food shop. You go into one in France, you think you're walking into a joke. Because the vitamins, if anything, are badly overpriced, badly underpowered, and usually locked away behind the counter, and you can't get, you know, 50% of what you would want anyway, probably a lot more than that. And when you can, it's easily 6 to 10 times more expensive, easily.
Well, I think that they've adopted in France more of these Codex guidelines, and that indicates that what we have predicted would happen here if this were allowed to happen, access to what you need would go down, and that which is available, the price would go up. So it makes no sense whatsoever, and there isn't a lot of complaints, a lot of people being harmed. In fact, you know, you can count on one hand, if that, the people that are actually being harmed by supplements versus, of course, the drugs.
Well, the government's own statistics, the U.S. government's own statistics for the last 35 years, and here I'm talking about vitamin and mineral supplements, not all supplements, but there have been zero deaths in the last 35 years. But, you know, to finish the answer before the break on these trade agreements and their effect and why they won't push supplements over in Europe is because, frankly, in Europe they treat any sort of supplement at a therapeutic dosage level as a drug. So, since Codex only deals with food, since they will look at Codex for their standards, it won't affect the supplement.
Interesting. Well, Scott, appreciate you so much. I'm glad we could get you, plug us in before the Codex meeting. We'll have you back on for a redux once you know what's going on there, okay? All right, we'll do it. We've got lots more health, freedom, and healing liberty, and great discussions with our good friend Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories, next hour. Prepare to be, well, the power to heal is yours. We'll tell you after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.